Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Servicenet. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Market View Center at 106 Keller Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and sales not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Servicenet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2OIQ, good evening. Jeff.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI. All right, there's three check-ins. We'll start at the top with N2AIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. And I'll be outside of that this evening. N2AIQ here. Hey, too much going on right now. Just watching TV. And this morning I had to go up to Boomville and up to CJ Logger and get a couple of chains for my chainsaw. And normally I go to a guy up in Indian River outside of Krogan, but he was closed this week, so I decided to go up to CJ's, and I guess there's another place in Lava I could have went to if I didn't, but anyways, we've done that, and I have two other things to do up that way anyways, so it wasn't a total waste of a trip, but anyways, we got the chains, and so that's all set for a while. And the rest of the day, just kind of goofed around here and get ready for a long, you know what, ahead of us. So, anyways. But I don't have too much going on. I guess we got rain coming in tonight and tomorrow, I guess. Let's see what happens there. And then it's supposed to get cooler, I guess, for the next few days. Anyways, that'd be good. Be good weather for cutting wood. You won't sweat too much. So, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. And to light, kill clear.
All right, Dan. Well, thanks for checking in. And we get some stuff there from that place from time to time. So, I'm glad you had a good trip. And yeah, I see there's going to be a little bit of rain here tonight. I'm up at camp. We'll have to see how muddy it is when I get out of here tomorrow. Supposed to be leaving in the morning, so hopefully it won't be. Give me some time to pack up, and it won't be raining. But we'll see. All right. Well, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. KC2NBU. Ray, what's going on tonight?
Jeff, we got 65 degrees up on the hill here. It's cooling off in a hurry. Just checked the radar. Yeah, we got a lot of rain coming. It's not supposed to be severe like it was out west, but it's not going to be a fun day to work outside tomorrow. Kathy's dad died yesterday, or his funeral was yesterday, and so his suffering is over. Pancreatic cancer got the best of him, but he fought right to the end. So the dust is settling from that. What a mess. Over.
Okay, Ray. Yeah, that's never pleasant. But like you said, he's no longer suffering, so that's a good thing. And I think we've all had people in our family that have had to go through similar things. So, all right. Well, good luck and hopefully the rain won't be too bad to mess up everybody's day here tomorrow. We'll have to see what happens. So. Alright, this is KD2AIT. Let's see who's next. KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Yeah, chance of rain 100%, rainfall around half an inch. Highs of 67, and then the next day is sunny but only 61. Showers on Saturday, the M59, that's really unfortunate. I hope that changes. I'll go up to String Point anyway, but it's much nicer if it's a nice, reasonably warm day, and certainly for camping, staying overnight. Not much color change here. If you look closer, you can tell it's starting, but it's not in the valley. And even up in Lake Pleasant, if you look in, you can see there's kind of a brownish, tint to things. But if you look, just look along the shore or look at the trees, there's not really much color yet. But you know what? Looking at this forecast for the next 7 or 8 days, I think it's going to be a rapid change with the temperatures dropping 10, 15 degrees from what they have been, and the lows in the 40s and stuff like that at night. And anyway, just working away here, got the windows open and stuff, and enjoying it, but I guess that's going to be about the end of leaving all the windows open all day and all night. Tomorrow night is the National Night Out event in the fairgrounds. Going to go over there with some ham radio propaganda and paraphernalia to show people and try and get some some interest going. Friday morning I'm going to have a meeting up with the county on Barry's racy stuff. And Monday night in South Lewis there's a citizen disaster preparedness training that's being put on by the state, I guess, and we'll be up there and promoting ham radio and maybe find a few more opportunities to do that. You can get some more interest here in the Black River Valley, and I don't know, maybe we can find a couple things to do in Boonville as well. So that's the plan. Normally Monday I'd be at the Hamilton County Club meeting, but I'm going to this other thing, and then Boonville on Tuesday. So that's about the story here. Just not too much else happening, just kind of trying to catch up from a couple days up in Lake Pleasant.
All right, Pete. Well, tomorrow's also, September 11th, I believe, yeah. So, let's hope there's no incidents tomorrow. Never know in this crazy time right now. Anyway, all right, Pete, well, thanks for checking in, and, I see the weather there. The forecast looks like we're going to be getting cooler. We have some color up here at the camp. Just started noticing here last day or so. There's been a bunch of leaves dropping anyway, but now the color is really starting to happen up here. So I took a run up there on North Lake Road and for the last couple of days there, and you could see it. So somebody as colorblind as me, other people could probably really see it up here. So all right, Pete, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KB2ZSV.
Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not a whole bunch. Watch a little TV and walked up my buddy's house and had coffee, and we didn't really accomplish too much today as far as that goes, so that's about it.
Well, sometimes, Tim, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's nice to have a day with low expectations and the ability to make that happen. So I know how that goes. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I've been up at camp here for a few days. This will be my last night here, and I'm heading back tomorrow. trying to work up here, and I've been working on getting my cell phone extender here working. It works, but it's not, it's sporadic, so I got a bigger one coming in here tomorrow, and hopefully I can get back up here either maybe Friday or so, and depending on the weather, and get it hooked up and give it a try. I got one with a Yagi antenna, and it's supposed to be able to pick up, supposed to be able to boost your signal quite a bit, I hope so, for the cost of it. And, but we've been working on that project, and I had a, I bought one of my LCD monitors from the house up here, hooked it up into the system, but it's an older one, so it still used quite a bit of juice. I was watching it there on the meter. And so I got a new one, one of the newer LCDs with the backlit with the LEDs, and that hardly uses any power at all. I'm impressed how little it uses. So well, we got that up here, so we're definitely going to take the other one back home, and this one doesn't produce any heat or anything, so I know it's not using much energy at all. And the inverter doesn't even whine a bit using it. So we do, we have been able to get some work done up here, but I'm hoping when we get the other booster up, I'll be able to get, I'll be more productive. It's nice working from up here because there's a lot less distractions than there are when I'm home. So, plus the hunting season's coming, so it'd be nice to be able to work up here and hunt without having to take off time, you know, from regular work, but we'll see what happens. All right, that's about all I have to report, so it's quiet up here, it's cool. We've had that run the wood stove the last couple nights here, nothing crazy. About one or two logs through the whole night just to get the chill out of the air, but it has been cool. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
You missed a really, really nice car show out in Wamsville. The Mod Late Club put on their anything over 25-year-old car show over the weekend.
I heard somebody else talking about that on the Remsen repeater. They said they had so many cars there, they had to finally turn them away at one point.
Yeah, they did not turn away spectators, but yeah, they literally had no room to put any more show cars. If I had gotten there 20 minutes later, I wouldn't have gotten in myself. I took a couple of my Volkswagens down. Everybody likes the electric, the 40-year-old electric car and the Volkswagen camper. But talk about the perfect weather and record turnout. It was quite the show.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, it was nice. Well, no, good. Well, probably won't be too many more weekends like that, if any, here on out. We have the wrong kind of weather coming in. But all right, Ray, thanks. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2AIT. All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service. Now return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank Dan, Ray, Pete, and Tim for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
GSK for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
DC2WI, no traffic.
Can you slow down your call letters, please? I got KC2WI.
That is correct. Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey, India.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is KD2 GSK, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Austin.
KC2 NBU, good evening, no traffic.
That's KC2 N, V as in Victor, U as in uniform.
November Bravo uniform.
Got it. Thank you very much. This is KD2GSK for Austin. All stations, with or without traffic, are welcome. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Austin. All stations, with or without traffic, are welcome. This is Octon, welcoming all stations, with or without traffic. All are welcome. This is the final call. This is Kilo, Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo. This is for Octon, welcoming all stations, with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK. Clear, going back to main Octon frequency. Thank you very much.